Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
Wheeling, West Virginia, so we're out of the...
Shout out to Wheeling.
Why?
I don't know. Is that why you're wearing that trucker hat?
Yeah.
The trucker area?
Got this when we were down in Wheeling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were you doing there? When we went and saw the
Raw? Yeah, the little guy in the back of a Piggly Wiggly.
In the back of a Piggly Wiggly,
back of the Piggly Wiggly. Yeah.
What's their inventory looking like? How much are they keeping on hand of, like, shelf items?
Enough that the second item is dusty.
Oh, in the back. So they're not rotating it out.
They're not FIFOing.
No, they got a FIFO.
They got a FIFO, first in, first out.
These guys getting blowjobs back there. You just got dusty inventory? They're not going to get done and then go shopping afterwards when they see all that.
No.
Maybe they'll buy some meat, but that's about it.
I should had a hat that says I went to Piggly Wiggly and got an expired can of refried beans, blew a trucker, and all I got was this stupid hat.
Well, we did talk about it.
Might be a little bit too wordy.
It's a lot to feel. Like, you got to kind of get close.
Maybe I'll abbreviate the whole thing.
I blew a trucker, and all I got was this hat.
All I got was this hat. Get a little mullet hair.
You know, if you refried beans a third time, they're called three-fried beans.
Three-fried beans. Over a campfire with the bed. Yeah, I went skipping this one. I think I've seen this episode before. Yeah. So we're in West Virginia. Things are kicking off here on a Monday Night Raw. Starting off with two tree black men.
Oh, another big black men match, huh?
Yeah. Steve Blackman, by the way, undefeated against Nation Domination and undefeated as a whole.
Yep. Against all the
nation. 3-0.
The whole nation.
Against the entire nation. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. So he'll be versing The Rock and Farouk, and he'll have his partner at this time, Ken Shamrock. And Steve Blackman comes out with, what are they calling them?
Filipino sticks.
Filipino sticks.
Yeah. Filipino sticks. They're just like kind of smaller canes. I don't know if it's because they're
smaller canes. They're little red machines.
No, well, the translation is cane in Spanish and Filipinish.
Okay.
Maybe not Filipinish, but in Spanish. And they're used for, I guess they're used for fighting in some sense.
Sure, but they are, that's legit what they're called, Filipino
sticks. Yeah, I mean, to us in America, our racist-ass American word for it, Filipino sticks.
Do they use that to beat the gay out of most Filipino men? Isn't that weird, though? Country like, you know, the Philippines, where they're, like, pretty anti-gay, right?
Are they?
Part. Yeah, because didn't Manny Pacquiao say something about gay people? And he's like, that's not our culture. I'm like, isn't it, though? That's like being anti-gay in Thailand. It's like a lot of your...
Yeah.
A lot of your boys are...
Ladies.
Ladies.
Red partners.
Yeah, most, like, I feel like every... gay guy I've met.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of you in Thailand here, and it's not. I'll just say that those are some pretty big trunks. I won't show the picture. I won't get into it anymore.
And I'm not putting it here.
No, you shouldn't. But that's bigger than I expected. A couple, two, three armfuls, if you ask me.
Yeah, the best part about a ladyboy is, you know. Do you want to, have we had this conversation? Do you want the big hog or not?
We did.
Yeah,
did
I think
we?
You still want it bigger than yours.
Yeah. Well, it depends what you're doing.
Yeah, we're right out of content.
It depends what you're doing. No, we talked about
it. Oh, yeah, it does. It does depend.
If you're power bottom, power top, what's the move?
Yeah, if you're a Martin or you're a Fuller.
Yeah. You don't want to be a Martin unless you want to be a Martin, you know?
In a world full of Martins, be a Fuller.
Get yourself a Fuller and you'll be happy. Shout out to Martin. Shout out to Fuller.
Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Cody.
Yeah. Sean, Cody, Martin Fuller, the Four Horsemen.
The Four Horsemen. Are we a gay wrestling podcast?
I don't think that was ever in question.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was clear from day one.
Why did it take me three seasons?
We got seasons?
We're like, three years, essentially. Yeah. 3 years of worth of material. So let's get this match out of our way. We got The Rock and Farouk versus Steve Blackman with his Filipino sticks.
And Ken Shamrock. With his Irish fists.
And Filipino sticks. Don't bring fists.
And then Rock and Farouk with their big black dicks.
Oh.
It's like a poem.
Yeah, don't bring big black dicks to a Filipino stick party or a Filipino stick fight. Oh my god. All right. Anyways, Nation of Domination end up getting into DQ this match.
Oh, classic for them.
Yes. Mm. But the most important thing to take away from this match is Farouk grabs the boy's back and leaves The Rock in the ring to be destroyed by Ken Shamrock.
He was framing it in the sense that, oh no, The Rock wants to face Shamrock one-on-one. We can't go help him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he proceeds to get destroyed by Ken Shamrock. Okay. Similar to Martin and Fuller.
Sure, I'll come full circle.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure any match you can relate to Martin and Fuller. There's a more ripped guy versus a ripped guy.
Yeah, and he pounded his ass as hard as Fuller pounded Martin. So... we kind of get a little animosity still with the Nation of Domination. Okay. Farouk can play this like, oh, yo, I thought this is what you wanted. So it's just going
to
add.
Can I add to that? So I get your point. Farouk's like, The Rock wants to handle his own. When The Rock's climbing up the Titantron with an ankle lock submission, reaching for the Nation of Domination, what's Farouk's thought there?
I agree. I get it. I don't think he did it well. He could have been a little more proactive about helping The Rock. But he's going to frame it. It's going to continue the drama a little bit longer, I think.
I like it. It was just a great shot of, like, literally The Rock.
Help.
Yeah, and they're just like...
He got this.
Any minute now. You know, we might be bad luck. Let's go in the back.
Well, Sergeant Slaughter needs a clean win here.
Yeah. But D'Lo, or Farouk, we already, he needs a clean win.
That was last week. This is this week.
All right. And this is probably how they should have started the night off. D-Generation coming out, but not the entire D-Generation X. Just Triple H, Trump, with China. Triple H is going to get in the middle of the ring, cut himself a little promo. And he says, pull Triple H string in the back of his back. And he says,
I thought you were...
I'm the puppeteer.
Oh, you do the Triple H Trump so well.
Oh, I forget the promo. You only said 3 weeks in a row. What does it say?
It says parental discretion is advised, but will be ignored.
Yep.
Mind of the night?
No.
No. Okay. Cool.
No. Right. And where is Triple H? You might be asking. You know, we don't know specifically. He's at
some. Where's Shawn Michaels?
Yes. I thought I said HBK, but it definitely said Triple H. Mm-hmm. Where is Triple HBK?
Because Triple H is in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So I know where he was.
It was a layup question, followed by a more difficult question.
Yeah. Triple HBK.
Yeah. Where is Shawn Michaels? And we don't know, but he's on the Titantron.
The booth of a restaurant.
A restaurant.
It's a booth seat at some type of dining establishment.
I would say that nothing on the menu is over $20.
Could have been a big boy. It was a big boy?
100%
yeah,
a big
okay,
boy.
Cool.
Dude, that was driving me nuts. I'm like, dude, look, I've seen this restaurant before.
A lot less big boys now than they were back then. Unless you're talking about Fuller.
Big boy is stopping in his Air Force Ones. Yeah, it was definitely a big boy. I don't know what gave it away. That fat little boy holding up the cheeseburger in the background? Or... I was looking for the peanuts on the floor. Is that Big Boy?
They do that?
He does. You never seen the logo for Big Boy?
No, the peanut part.
Oh, no. I was looking for the peanut guy. Yeah, no, that's... Well, if it's a dirty five guys, yes. I thought that was Texas Corral.
Fuller dropped his nuts all over five guys before.
Yeah.
Are we a Fuller podcast now?
We're a Fuller podcast. Right. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. You're like, you guys... Maybe we should talk about wrestling. And I'm like, nah, we got it figured out.
Yeah. figured out our niche here.
Yeah, so what's Shawn Michaels saying, Tom?
Parental advice will be completely ignored. Rated R. He's saying the same thing he always says. He's not there, but he's got his license. And essentially, he's going to beat Stone Cold up.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson and him are cool now. And the enforcer's going to call it right down the middle.
Right down the middle, indeed. And this brings us to our segment, everyone's favorite, Sign of the Night. I think we can both agree on this one. Mm-hmm. We had a sign from what looked like a family.
Yeah, because there were several arrows pointing to this.
Yes.
And it said our.
Yeah, it did say our. It said, China is our dad. And it had the hot arrows pointing to the three kids.
Well, that adds a little wrinkle. So if she's got a scrotum, that makes sense for reason. She
could
be
someone's father. You could be a dad without a scrotum.
Can you?
Oh, not 98. No, not 98. Shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy how biology changes in 25 years.
Shout out to Fuller.
Yeah, so. Point me off your time. Gay sex. The movie buff. I've seen every porno ever.
Yeah. I saw this great bit.
Actually, do you count for the movies?
Yeah, I saw this great bit with Norm MacDonald, and he's on this show. I think he's on like Bill Maher's show, and he's like, you know, I love porno movies as much as the next man. And honestly, probably more than the next man. But they're my favorite type of movie to watch. And I've seen these, I don't know if you've seen them. They're pornos with an all male cast. I think they call them gay pornos. Yeah. They're terrible. Yeah, yes. I've watched so many of them. There hasn't been one good one.
Dude, his like delivery, yeah. Just, like there's no like real punchline to it. He's just saying like, I've watched them all. He's like, there's not a single good one. Yeah, like it's so funny, dude. Especially because he's like at like literal like talk shows, and he's so like he lives for like just having like the most uncomfortable joke.
There was one where he was on like The View, and he's like, oh, yeah, well, I thought you brought me on here to talk about how Bill Clinton murdered
him. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He just keeps saying,
what else? He's like, no, he murdered a guy. And his voice, too, it's so fucking funny. There's also one where Bill Burr was on a talk show, and he's like, say, he made a joke or something about the Catholic Church, like, once he gets, like, didn't you think you went a little bit too far with that? He goes, didn't you think the Catholic Church went a little too far? It's like, I just said something. Comedy.
We're doing it.
let's move on to our next match. This is actually...
kind of goes hand in hand with the segment we were just talking about, because Triple H stays out there on commentary.
He does.
As does China. She's protecting him while Lil Owen is going to face Barry the Stalker Windham.
Mm-hmm.
For in the European title match...
twice in a row he's putting the title
on. And I don't know if you saw this part, but like Lil Owen's trying to get at Triple H and China's kind of blocking him, and he's just like flicking his hands like, oh, what are you gonna do, and China's right in between, and he can't get around her. He's boxing her out.
Yeah.
She's boxing
him. Maybe she was protecting her kids in the front row.
Well, they were right there behind him. So they're on commentary. By they, I mean Triple H, and China's just kind of overseeing things as the match goes on. You know, nothing too exciting. Barry Windham looks a little chubby. James Cornette is there in his corner, still a big NWA guy. But Lil Owe is on the outside of the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
China hits him with a low blow.
Mm.
Which then...
real Fuller move.
He falls out of the ring. So he's like trying to get back in the ring, falls out with a low blow and gets counted out. So Barry Windham is the winner, but does not win the championship because it was a count out.
Those are the rules.
You got to follow them.
Yeah. Let's head backstage where we have Jerry the King Lawler interviewing Paul Bearer in Kane's own personal locker room.
You notice the quality of the locker room here?
What do you mean?
Like, I know it's West Virginia. I know it's Wheeling, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where University of West Virginia is. I don't know. But, like, this, there's obviously, like, some type of sport that goes on here. And I know it's 25, 26 years ago. But, like, you go to a college locker room now,
mm-hmm.
It's probably so nice. Yeah. This one had wood lockers with a wood bench that had a little opening thing.
It looked like it was...
And they're all scratched up. Like, yeah,
it looked like a rundown ski resort.
It was like a rundown high school ski resort, you know? Not even a nice, a professional ski resort.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like, what time does the lifts open? It's like, school gets out at 3, all the kids will be here to start working.
Yeah. No, so it was really... I guess it's kind of interesting to see... I'd like to see that, you know, like now if you follow WWE, they're not going to any arenas like that.
No.
Sit in the locker rooms. But still kind of a grassroots movement.
Yeah, if you will. For sure.
But those little, so they have the wooden benches that open up so you can put stuff in there.
Yeah, I feel like it's a wasted space to just have a bench. Right. Have a little,
exactly. That's what they were thinking. West Virginia, very crafty people. So while King is interviewing Paul Bearer, Kane's just standing behind him, and the one bench keeps opening like that. And Paul Bearer's like, stop it, King! And he's like, I'm not doing it, I'm getting out of here! And then all of them start going,
crazy.
Some freaky stuff is happening.
Not to mention, during this whole episode, the video quality's cutting in, cutting out. They can't figure out
what's... We couldn't tell if it was just West Virginia, like that was just the kind of...
dial up the head or something,
just the static that normally happens in West Virginia, or some supernatural's kind of going on.
I think they, either supernatural or they need to add a little bit more aluminum foil to the bunny ears on the TV. I'm not sure. It could be either one. You know, it's hilly out there.
Right. It's hill country.
Hill country, for sure. All right, let's get this Raw popping out. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out and he wants to show everybody a video.
Yeah.
Nothing inappropriate. I'm not even going to make the joke. Low bearing fruit.
It's not the Martin Foley.
Yeah. Stone Cold shows the video of last week where Vince McMahon said, called out Mike Tyson, introduced him as the baddest man alive.
And this is a very egotistical thing of Stone Cold to be so upset about because he thinks he's the baddest man alive. And so I kind of, Vince calls Mike Tyson the baddest man alive. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. That, you know, up for debate.
Sure.
There's probably 4 or 5 people you could say that about. So Cole takes that personally. And he thinks he should have been called the baddest man alive. And they think Vince did it specifically to slight Stone Cold.
Okay. So, yeah, Stone Cold calls out Vince, and clearly Vince isn't going to come out because Stone Cold is heated. So Austin grabs a chair, sits in the middle of the ring, says, we got about 2 more hours of Raw, and I'll sit here for 2 more hours, jackass. So Austin's sitting, and he's waiting for Vince McMahon. Probably about 3 minutes goes by. And finally, to make sense of all this, they couldn't get Honky Tonk Man, so Sergeant Slaughter comes out.
First it was Jerry Briscoe and some other guy, then Sergeant
Slaughter. Yeah, and then Slaughter's just getting verbally abused by Stone Cold here, and it does show Vince standing over in Gorilla right behind the curtain while Austin continues to chew out Sergeant Slaughter. And then they send out, of course, Pat Patterson and a bunch of
goons. Would you say goons?
It said security on the back, but it just looked like they weren't really security.
It didn't seem like they would do that much.
No. And they show up and immediately just turn around. Yeah. It's a lost cause.
Yeah.
So after a while, Vince does finally come out. He gets in the ring and he says to Austin, relax. It was a figure of speech. And Austin goes, here's a finger of speech, and flips him the bird. That is my line of the night right there. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, okay. That is a good one.
That is a good one.
There was no Taka saying you, Taka, so I agree.
If there was, though, clearly. Line of the night. So Stone Cold gets in Vince's face, and he wants to get physical here. So he challenges Vince to give him his best shot. And Vince slightly declines. Leaves the ring, and Austin's going to tell Vince to get in the back, and he actually does say the word jackass.
Jackass.
Finally, I can quote it now.
He does rip his suit, too, so he rips his suit jacket to add insult to injury.
Yeah, he got that at Men's Warehouse. Vince liked the way he looked. They guaranteed
it. They guaranteed it.
He did. Yeah. Now Stone Cold's on to calling out Triple H. Now that Shawn Michaels isn't on the property, he wants him one-on-one. So how do we follow that awesome segment by Stone Cold? You guessed it. With a match with the Quebecers.
Yeah, great match here. Quebecers coming out, waving the Canadian flag and the Quebec flag. And they're going to face your boy Chainsaw Charlie and Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack. So at least there's going to be some interesting parts in this match. Actually, pretty... I do enjoy watching Chainsaw Charlie and Cactus Jack in any match, because that just means Chainsaw Charlie's going to get the living shit kicked out of him for at least 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that indeed does happen. They're very... I mean, he's got to tell them to be stiff with them, because they are stiff with them. And the entire time, the crowd is chanting USA, so we thank you for that, West Virginia. We'll see you in the caucus.
They got a caucus?
No.
They might have a caucus, actually. But I bet it doesn't matter.
No.
Only two cauci matter, and one of them's Iowa, so... That's really the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to get them a big head.
Is it cockeye, caucus, caucuses?
Cockeye.
Caucasians?
I think Caucasians. Yeah. I mean, it is in Iowa, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Either way, Foley gets tagged in, gets the pin, and then Road Dogg Jesse James comes out, and he's not in that neck brace. Apparently now he's in an arm sling.
Moved through his arm.
Yeah. Like the
plague, he said.
Bubonic plague. Yeah.
Which was bad.
Yeah. I do like Road Dogg on the mic here. I like when, especially, he's kind of parlaying what he was talking about with Legion of Doom, calling them, you know, old dinosaurs, to like where he's at now on the mic is just so much better, I think.
Calling them the OLD?
Mm-hmm. Which is still good, but I feel like he's just found a new, he's found his voice.
I like Triceratopses.
Thera from Land Before Time. What a bitch. I would still fornicate with her, though.
All right.
Yeah. There's only so many Mike Tyson words I know. Fornicate.
Fornicate or whatever.
The F word that rhymes with maggot.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. He says, I'm going to fuck you till you love me. And then says that word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's the... F word that rhymes with maggot in that situation.
That was the guy that yelled, put him in a straitjacket.
Wow.
You ever see that video?
I think I have seen
it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Mm.
Put your mother in a straitjacket, you punk ass white boy. Come here and tell me that if I fuck you in your ass, you punk white boy. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I eat your asshole alive, you bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, fuck you, ass for that. Everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
Yeah, either way, where were we? Road Dogg is on the mic in the arm sling, coming down the ramp, and he tells... Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie to take your best shot, as he says that Billy Gunn swoops up from behind and attacks him with a chair. So very good move here by the New Age Outlaws.
Well, okay, you hit Chainsaw Charlie in the back with a chair. What's that really doing? This is the guy that traded at the Royal Rumble. Headshot, blow for blow. Yeah, he traded dolls for balls in the form of chairs to the head, yeah, with Cactus Jack repeatedly, willingly. Yeah. Unprotected, and you're going to hit him in the back? What's that? He gets right back up. It doesn't
I was even going to mention that, like, it's funny how he got back up and, like, ran after him. Like, if that was it, yeah. I'm like, what do you do to that guy?
Yeah,
he's nuts.
Yeah, he's crazy. Yeah, it's okay to say that.
Yeah. It's still 98 here. All right, moving on. Kane's music hits, and Paul Bearer comes out to cut a promo. And as he's doing so, we hear the Undertaker's dong. The lights go out, lights come back out on.
Was the and night under- before Christmas.
And all through the house.
Not a creature of the night was stirring. Not even a mouse.
There must have been some old magic in that silk.
Oh, man, I hope other people find that funny, too.
After that episode, I couldn't stop saying it. It was so funny. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat he found. With a corncob pipe and a button nose. And two eyes made out of coal. Oh, God. And there goes our listeners. Yeah, for sure. So Undertaker
appeared. They didn't leave for the fourth stop. Yeah, they're not going to leave for this.
I was saying after the last episode. They're not watching this one. So Undertaker appears behind them as the lights go on. They go back out, and he's gone again.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. He shows up. He's gone.
Yep.
No evidence of him.
Right. And then Paul Bear just finishes his promo. That felt a little weird.
Yeah, I would have ran. You know.
Yeah. Might be the match of the night coming up.
Perhaps.
Goldust with Luna versus Mark Merrill and Sable.
Special rule here.
I like it. Let's
both
go.
Both ladies handcuffed to the ring post.
I like it.
Hot. So that they don't interfere with the match and so just started attacking each other. And the match, it's pretty, yeah, I guess it's match of the night by default, right? The only other one you would give it to is the Quebecers, right? Versus not a lot of matches, I guess, is what I'm getting at here. A lot more story-driven content. But Mark Merrill kind of gets knocked out or the ref gets knocked out first. Goldust takes advantage here. Mark Merrill gets a curtain call done to him, so he's out. Goldust takes the opportunity while the referee is also out to steal the keys to the handcuffs. And he goes and frees Luna. And she has a bunch of makeup for some reason. And draws it all over Sable's face. Black face first, then she gets some red sparkle face, and I think there's some blue in there or green. And then they run away laughing, and she's pretty distraught. Sable wants to get out of the handcuffs. Eventually that gets taken care of, and she chases him down, and Mark Merrill kind of blocks her. So then we get a promo with Luna and Goldust, which is creepy, honestly, because Luna's like, "You maggots, we're gonna have a match, and you're
gonna win clean.
Your whole face is gonna be my canvas of hell," or something like that. And they challenge Mark Merrill and Sable to a mixed tag team match at WrestleMania. So this card is stacking up, man.
So when they say mixed, do they mean Sable and blackface?
Yes, one of them has to be in blackface, the other has to be in non-blackface.
Okay, because they're all Caucasian. So correct, they're gonna be mixed, correct. They don't need to do blackface.
It's a mulatto match.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of like a black man match, right?
No. Yeah, I think three or more qualifies as a black man match. Hmm. It's got to either be two, it's a percentage thing.
Yeah.
It's 75% or more of the contestants being black.
Okay.
Black man.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, I probably should have looked at the rules before.
Yeah, it's a little confusing. They changed that percentage, you know, based on the president.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, let's go backstage where we have JR interviewing Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson is, you know, talking about how he used to be a fan of Cold Stone Creamery.
They make the ice cream in front of you. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, you can put like gummy bears or something in there. I don't like to do this. Too much chewing.
I like to think if I was a triceratops, what would I mean? You know.
Yeah.
Usually it's leaves.
Yeah.
But that's when I'm getting
sort of kale. Yeah. He just starts naming different types of like lettuce. Arugula.
Hot the romaine.
I can even go for a spring mix with a light vinaigrette.
Yeah. So I like ice cream too.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I'm feeling like a little sweet treat, I'm like Cold Stone Creamery. JR also says that, don't you feel like DX is using you? He says, we all been used and abused. Gee, you don't like think you've been used like
turned it into gold dust.
We all use some people, whether we think about it or not. I feel like we're all here to help each other when we really get deep down into it. We're all just living our own lives and trying to be the best person we can.
Trying to be the best Martin.
He's kind of more like a philosophical person. Yeah.
We got to create a new character because I am running out of
super gay Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
That's a good character.
Yeah, it's not black and white. Everyone's a little gray when it comes to their sexuality. You just like what you like. It might be because of some childhood trauma, or it just might be a little kinky and got screw loose.
It's so much better than the pro.
Excuse me, my salad's ready. Are we done with the interview?
All right, our main event already. Wow, we're getting through it. 13-minute Mike Tyson imaginary promo that never happened. The real promo did happen, but he did say, yeah, JR just says, do you feel like they're using you? And he actually does say, we all use somebody once in a while.
Yeah, it's life hasn't don't been fair. Yeah, he's asked him if he's going to call the match fair. He says, life hasn't been fair to me. And you think I'm going to give a fuck about being fair? So.
Maybe it's childhood trauma. Maybe you just got a little screw loose.
Screw loose is so good. Holy shit. All right, our match of the night, though. Main event.
Is this the match of the night?
That's the match of the night.
Last match of the night.
Last match of the night, indeed. Triple H, which he was hiding pretty much from Stone Cold for the rest of the episode, versus Savio Vega. And this reminds me of a lumberjack match, Tom, because
yeah,
there's
a lot
of security around the ring to stop and prevent Stone Cold Steve Austin from attacking Triple H.
Yeah,
so
I feel like the Boricuas work for DX anyway, so like, what does this even match happen? Like, why is it even happening? You know it's not going to really happen. Stone Cold comes running out immediately. There's 20 guys around the ring.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And then you think, oh, let me guess, a bunch of people try to hold him. No. Walks through.
Stuns everybody in the ring. Jerry Briscoe, the ref. The second ref they have for some reason.
Yeah.
Savio. And then he goes to stun Triple H and boom, sweet chin music to the face.
Where's
Shawn Michaels was there the whole time. The big boy was right around the corner. Everybody knows the big boy is right by the arena in Wheeling, Virginia. That's how you always know where you are.
I'm just a big boy.
Big boy.
I eat a big boy.
Big boy.
The bird's a big boy.
It's just big boy over
here. Yeah, I eat that big.
What rhymes with big?
Yeah. What rhymes with big boy?
Big boy.
Oh, I'm so glad we found out that he was indeed a big boy. Perfect. So, Shawn ends up hitting that sweet chin music to Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then we are left with Triple H holding Stone Cold on the ground, ready for an open chair face shot from Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels winds that chair back, and we are at the end of the episode.
Absolutely.
Before we can see the contact, so did it happen?
I think it had to have.
It had to have happened.
There's no way. He was mid-sway. You think he stopped it?
Ooh.
Or is it mind game?
Can I throw one more thing in there?
Yes.
What's the number one complaint at Big Boy? The fries are too greasy.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Oh, it slips.
It slips and kills all three of China's kids.
Oh, no.
They're dadless now.
No, they're dead. They're not dadless. They're dead. China, she's still alive.
I think
alive.
They're everything-less. Or China's kidless.
Yeah, no, China now, no kids.
No kids.
Yeah. Child support, way down. So it's a win for China.
It's never too late to get an abortion.
Luna Vachon, everybody. Why does that sound like something she would for sure say?
Wait, are you saying that? I thought China would say. It's never too late to get an abortion.
It sounds like something Luna Vachon would say in a promo.
For sure. Yeah. But this is China's kids dying here, Tom. Try to keep up with my hypotheticals.
China's not very good.
They're all merging, dude. All right, how about that? I'll restart it.
Yo, dude, it's not too late to get an abortion, dude.
Which one am I?
Am I Ken Shamrock?
Am I Tom Brady? Or China Dude?
Or China Dude? Oh, good way to end it.
Yes.
Anything else? What are we, again?
Three weeks till WrestleMania, ladies and gentlemen.
2-3 weeks till WrestleMania, indeed. Yeah, so.
Get your popcorn ready.
Cards are pretty stacked. Still looking for, well, you know what? If Mark Merrow, I guess we still have time to see maybe potentially a women's match at WrestleMania. But it
Well, no, they're going to be in that match. They're going to be.
Oh, so this was still be the first.
Well, they'll be the first women wrestling we've seen, yeah, for sure.
Okay. I think we mentioned that, whether they were going to do a singles match or some sort of, you know, tornado tag or something along those lines. Either way, look for us at the next episode. Should be a good one, because that one was a little bit boring, so, you know, every other.
But this episode wasn't that we just did, because we are full of great impressions, great lines.
Good night.
God bless with me.